Thursday, March 4th, 2021. This is Chris Sariano. I'm here with Ernie Marcus at his home in Arroyo Seco, New Mexico. My interview with Mr. Marcus is part of the Northern New Mexico Music Past and Present Project. So we're going to continue talking to Ernie about his music life and outside of the Morada. So when did you start doing music, Ernie? How old were you when you started?
Well, I'll start from the very beginning. I was 6 years old when my dad taught me one chord. He taught us all. He had four boys. Smallest one when I was six, he had back then, he had three when I was six. My younger brother that plays keyboard right now wasn't born yet, but anyway, he taught me one chord, the chord of D, when I was 6 years old, and then we started from there. Me and my other older brothers, or two older brothers, mm-hmm. and that was fun because we had other brothers to play with, play music with, even though we only had one guitar, but you know, one would use it at this time, the other one at the other time, and it was kind of like fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah.
So you were, you, guitar was your first
instrument? Oh yeah, guitar is my first instrument. Yeah.
Nice. How old were your brothers?
Well, Archie Antonio is, he's I think he's about 4 years older than me, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Because we had another brother named Christopher, and he died when we were both real little. Mm-hmm. And so me and Archie are like 4 years apart because of that. And then mm-hmm. and the older brother, and his name's Leo,
okay.
Leopoldo Marquez. And he played guitar too back then when, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of nice too when you grow up with a brother.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know, for me, I grew up the same way, kind of, and kind of pushes you. You want to be a little better than your brother.
Exactly.
So, kind of gives you that little push.
Who's and that's how it was. It was kind of like a ladder climbing thing, you know.
Yeah. Right. So, your dad's the one that taught you.
Uh-huh.
So he play music?
He used to sing. I could still close my eyes and picture him sitting in the kitchen singing, playing and singing.
And he was a guitar player?
He was a guitar player, yeah.
What kind of music did he like to sing?
He used to like country and Spanish music too, and you know, just like us. I mean, I'm sure he grew up with all the greats too. I mean,
little Hank Williams.
Yeah, Hank Williams, Pedro Infante, and, you know, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, and, you know, the great...
Yeah.
The greats from back then with the different genres.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Soulful music, as long as it's soulful, it's good. So, let's see. So you play in a band here in Taos, and you guys have been together. What's the history on the Mezcal band? Or what was your first band, I guess, even before Mezcal? Did you have a band?
By the time I was 9 years old, my dad died when I was nine. So, when I was 13, I was already playing on stage. I was in the seventh grade, and I went to school at the Taos Junior High School, seventh, eighth, and ninth. At the seventh grade, I was playing in the nightclubs around the town already, but I was playing guitar then, which is, guitars was what I did, what I grew up playing, started with.
What were some of the clubs around back then, like, that you would play?
Are well, there the still around? Back then, I only played in, you know, a handful back then because I was just getting started. One of them was Los Compadres, which is, it's in El Prado, right, just past the car wash in El Prado to the right. Okay. I think they sell...
is that the pizza place now?
No, furniture. There? They sell furniture and stuff to the right, like a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
across okay. that trailer park right there.
Yeah.
That one. That used to be Los Compadres right there.
Okay.
Nightclub right in there. And then I used to play at the Parish Hall here in Arroz Seco too. And also at the sock ups in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the, were you guys the Taos Tigers back then still?
No, no. The Taos Junior High School, we were the Pirates.
Oh, the Pirates.
The Pirates, yeah.
Went from Pirates to Tigers.
Yeah. And then from the 10th, we'd go to 10th grade at high school, we were Tigers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, so I started playing guitar that since I was 6 years old till about when I was like in the 7th, 8th grade. And then my brother Archie was playing with another band. He was playing with a band called the Shades of Red, and they used to practice in my mom's living room. So one day the setup was there, so I got on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And I started beating on them a little bit here and there every day, you know.
Yeah.
Till I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So I started playing drums, and I bought a set of drums, or my mom bought me a set of drums. And I played drums for 15 years with bands around here in Taos. I got a chance to jam with the Latin Express.
Oh, nice.
The Nick Branchale, La Banda de Oro, I was able to jam with them. The Shades of Red, Cosmic Showers, Homegrown, Taos Boogie Band, and a lot of them that I can't even remember right now. That, you know, and to me it was just an accumulation of knowledge is what I thought. You know, yeah. It's, the more I jam with other different musicians, you know, the more I'm going to learn. Exactly. And then you know, I started thinking, well, you know what, this band on this side has this type of music that they play, and they have this following. This other ones on this other side have this following here, and that's the type of music they play. So why don't I just switch back to guitar and play both or all kinds of music that I can think of that I can play, so I can be more versatile and gather more of a crowd.
Gather both crowds.
Yeah, or three crowds. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did. At that time when I brought up the idea of starting a new band, and my brother was working at the Molly Mine at Cuesta, and I brought up the idea, and after he had been laid off for some whatever reason it was, I don't know, I think they were cutting down or shutting down or whatever. One of their 1,000 closed down. So he said, sure. So then I asked another friend of mine, it was down the road, it was two brothers, and they joined in too. They were Luceros, and me and Archie were brothers, and Luceros were brothers, you know. So then we started the band Mezcal.
What year was that?
I can only date it back to my memory. Till the first recording.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we started before that because we needed to practice a year or two or whatever before that. So it was probably in the early 80s.
Early 80s,
83, 84, around there, you know, maybe 82, 83, 84.
Nice.
And then the band and the name Mezcal started since back then.
Wow. And so 83... Mezcal, and then you guys were kind of playing this stuff you're talking about, like maybe a little bit of this and that, and
yeah, we played all the cover tunes
mm-hmm.
that everybody does.
What are some of the songs you did?
Well, some of the songs that remember. We did were like Flor de las Flores and Me Cae la Nube and Ojitos Verdes and you know country songs that were hitting at the time or whatever. No, so we didn't have any originals back then.
Yeah, and that was your first CD, right?
And then when we did the first recording, which was a 45,
mm-hmm.
a 45 LP, a 45 vinyl, and it was El Arbolito and Que Paso, and I think that was in the early 83 or so, and those two songs were written by an hermano from Talpa. His mm-hmm. name was Antonio Martinez.
Okay.
So he brought these songs to us, and we edited them and did our own music to them and put it together and recorded them. And
in Albuquerque, or where did you guys record?
No, we actually
back
recorded
then?
those songs in, if I'm not mistaken, let me see, Clujet sound recording in there in Santa Fe. I think it's Madrid.
Oh, okay.
In Madrid.
Yeah.
It's Clujet Sound. It was called Clujet Sound, and it was, we actually went back and did the whole CD there, because he, Antonio Martinez, actually had enough material to do a whole. What we did back then was an album, and yeah. I wish I knew somebody, if anybody had an album of Mezcal, and it was white. It was white.
Oh man!
So if anybody out there has a copy, I'd like to buy it from you.
Yeah.
But anyway, awesome. We edited it. We wrote music to all these songs like that, and then we recorded it, and so we were the original artists on all those songs too. And then two of the members quit,
mm-hmm.
which was
the other brothers.
The other two brothers quit, and one of them had actually named the band, but you know they quit, so we kept going with what we had,
The Lucero Brothers?
Yeah,
wasn't there
band? They started a band called the Lucero Brothers too.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
Yeah, And now it's the name of the particular person, you know, he has it under his own personal name. But
okay.
I told my brother Archie, you know what, I like a challenge, so I'll just take over the lead vocals and lead guitar.
Oh, you were just playing?
I was just the background vocalist and the rhythm guitar. I wasn't the leader. Okay. I wasn't the lead guitar. I mean, I was into the making of the band, but not... I mean, I just switched from drums to guitar, so
yeah.
I was even playing guitar through a bass amp. So that's, you know, how tidy it was. I mean, so...
Like some of the songs, like you played, you said Flor de las Flores, Ojitos Verdes. Like, I think a lot of New Mexico or people from this area, I mean, I grew up playing those songs too.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the who's the one that kind of inspired those songs in this area, because they're so standard, you know, especially like Flor de las Flores. That's such a, I don't even know who wrote this song. Do you?
You know what? When I first started playing Flor de las Flores, I researched it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who wrote it, but I did get the lyrics for it, and things have evolved a lot.
Yeah,
things have changed on the lyrics, and people have been, you know, singing it different, and it has evolved to like duerme siempre mi vida. I mean, who wants your the love of your life to live forever? I mean, to sleep forever.
Yeah.
Duerme. No, it says vuelve bien de mi vida, la reina de mis amores. That's how I remember singing it when I was, you know, growing up back then. I mean, first starting and when we were singing it a lot.
Yeah.
And
I'm one of those ones that sings it all wrong.
But you know what? And you know what? As long as you, like you said a while ago, songs come out from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all that matters. You know, I mean, there's a, you know, we, you know, I, back then it was a lot of party.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of party and a lot of gigs. A lot of gigs. We used to play
the Kachina.
Oh yeah, back then. Well, once we started with, when we really got going, like when I quit drinking and smoking and doing all the stuff that I used to do, I started writing music, more music.
Nice.
So then we started recording CDs.
Mm-hmm.
We did Canciones del Corazón, which has a song entitled Buena Bye, which did really well for us.
Yeah.
And that song, like I was telling you earlier, I wrote it outside of the studio in 15 minutes just to complete 10 songs, because we only had 9, because we were scheduled to go into the studio at that time. So I sat in the truck and I wrote Buena Bye in 15 minutes.
And of course it's the biggest song.
Yeah, and it's one of the biggest songs because it's real.
Yeah.
It's part of, you know, I was going through a divorce at that time. Yeah. And I didn't want to, you know, ya no quiero estar peleando. ¿Qué no ves todo el dolor? you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I wrote it down outside. Bueno, bye. Ya sigue tu camino and all that stuff. No. So
I think sometimes, yeah, it's true when you don't overthink what you're writing about. If you write what you're thinking and
what you're feeling,
and without overthinking about it, you know, it's just.
And then again, there's other songs that have, you know, sat in the notebook for 5, 6, maybe 7, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for example, one of our latest CD, I have a song called, the CD is entitled, I'm in Taos.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on that song for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Before I put it out now with this last CD, and I've always wanted to. And then all of a sudden, it all came together. Mm-hmm. For a reason, because it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first CD was in 83.
Yeah, that was Canta Canciones de Antonio Martinez. Then those were with the two Marquez brothers and the two Lucero brothers.
And so then how many CDs from 83 to this last one? How many CDs?
I think we have like
nine CDs.
Yeah, but nine. We have 10, but one of them is a...
The record.
A compilation of the other CDs, greatest hits.
Yeah. Nice. So did you play, do you remember some of the other bands like back in 83? Oh yeah,
you know what, there was a lot of competition.
Yeah.
There was a lot of competition and there was a lot of places to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Arroyo Seco, right here, just here, not in Taos, just right here in Arroyo Seco. At one time I counted like 7 or 8 bands just right here.
In Costilla, we had Johnny Rodriguez. I don't know if you know him. Gus.
Gus, I remember him, yeah.
My dad, Jake Ariano. The Bad Boys from Quest, they've been around for a good while. Joe Hitler from Cerro. I don't know if you know Joe.
I remember him, yeah.
And then Darren Cordova from here in Taos. You guys, Mezcal. Time Machine, weren't they around? Were they around back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Well, the ones that I was saying were just here in Arroyo Seco, but the bands that I remember from a long time ago was, like I said, the Latin Express, the Taos Boogie Band, the Cosmic Showers, there was some bands. There was a band from Cuesta that was... it's hard to remember the names anymore. there was a band from Cuesta that were really, really super good one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still remember the bass player. It was a thin guy had a Rickenbacker bass. It's hard to remember the names of the bands.
But Carl Rael and Mote?
Mote, yeah. Mote. What was the name of the band?
Something Brown. Wasn't it Brown?
No.
Because Carl Rael.
Yeah, and Mote was a bass player, right? Mote
was a bass player. Tomas Gallegos,
They played with the killer band.
I heard they had a good band. When I was growing up, I used to shadow Carl Rael all the time. I'd go to his house, 'cause he loved the Beatles.
Yeah.
So I'd always be there at his little studio, and he'd be showing me all these things he wrote and recorded, and he was a great musician.
And that's another thing. I grew up with the Beatles too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's another thing that that my music has a lot of flavor of that type of oldie rock type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, right? So going back to switching back to a guitar, following, you know, a versatile road, and it worked.
Yeah,
it worked. And then when that started happening, I quit drinking and smoking and everything. Mm-hmm. I did and wrote all this music and started coming together. You know, we got my brother into it, Naite.
Mm-hmm.
He started playing the keyboards with us. I spoke to a drummer that was on tour, and he was in, I think it was North or South Dakota, his way up there. And I called him, and he says, you know what, I'm finishing a tour now, so I'll be there in a couple of weeks. So then we started recording those other CDs, and he recorded a bunch with us, and then he left, and then we hired Rex. He's actually from Cuesta. No,
right, yeah.
No, he's our neighbor from up here in El Salto. Mm-hmm. And him and my brother, Naite, which plays a keyboard, and another guy that was playing with In the End, his name is Bobby, he was a guitar player. They were playing, they were here from Arroz Seco, and they had a band called the Secodelics. Nice. So that was another band that was around here at that time. So Rex joined us, and Naite joined us, so that then me and Archie, yeah, and we all started writing, and we all started singing. Nice. And, you know, it all started happening.
You guys all write together?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, sometimes it's
we all write at home. Mm-hmm. And then when we present it in the practice room, you know, we all give everybody a chance to, what do you think?
Share their ideas.
Yeah, what do you think of this thing here? Or, you know, what, you know, everybody gets a chance to build.
Yeah. That's awesome.
To build, yeah, yeah. So it's a respectable, mutual.
Agreement. Respect.
Yeah.
All the musicians.
And we're brothers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's hard to divorce your brothers.
Yeah.
I play with my brother too, so yeah. I get it. So Mezcal is, I don't know. You guys are probably one of the longest standing bands in Taos area, and you guys, how long before you guys,
if I am not mistaken, Mezcal has been well over 35 years.
Yeah.
And we have received numerous awards. The last two CDs that we put out, we won CD of the year, traditional songs of the year, songwriters of the year. I won Male Vocalist of the Year both times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got 13, 14 nominations on the last two CDs, and we won 5 or 6 out of all the 13 nominations.
Mm-hmm.
We've played alongside Texas Tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
We played alongside Los Fugitivos, Grupo Primavera, Banda Macho,
mm-hmm,
The Blue Ventures, Darren Cordova,
mm-hmm,
Malo. We played a lot with lot of Johnny Hernandez out in Denver. That's Little Joe's brother.
Mm-hmm.
We played with them in Denver. So we played with a lot of, you know, big groups too, and we opened up for Grupo Mas at the Coliseum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque, yeah.
Oh man.
And we played along with Brown Sugar, a lot of, you know, awesome bands, you know, and all the ones that all the other bands that were, you know, in New Mexico. I mean, there's a lot of good bands in New Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, we started here in Taos, and it started, you know, in the vicinity. Then it just kind of snowballed and snowballed and snowballed. And when we started going all over the Southwest and all over, you know, for a long time, by the time we knew it, you know, the kids were grown up and gone. That's the only drawback about all these things is that, you know, we spent so much time on the road.
Yeah.
Was that, you know, things, you know,
the kids, you know,
things got neglected.
Yeah.
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 And it's that sucks because, you know, family is one of the most important things that there is in this whole life, and we should always, you know, keep family first.
Yeah. No, that's good words of wisdom from the artist over here.
Yeah.
So how many years before you guys became that band that basically packs any place that they play?
Well, it took a few years, and you know what? It was a struggle.
Yeah.
It was really a really struggle because nobody had really heard our music, because it's our music, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we try not to sound like anybody. We try not to, we try to be ourselves. We try to write our own music, you know. It's sometimes, you know, nobody invented the scale, so if it goes up and down the scale, well, you know, that's sounds like somebody about it sung, but still, it's, you know, all our songs were written by us. They're all copyrighted. They're all our songs. We have rights to all of them.
That's so cool, because these are songs that are going to be passed down, you know, to, like, there's a lot of New Mexico artists that that play music, and we, a lot of the artists will play songs that were passed down from from years, you know, and then to think that maybe someday that your guys' songs are going to be the same way, that somebody's doing covering,
and they already are, you know, they already are. That's cool. I have some of my songs that are actually played by a couple of international artists already, and you know, some people that like some of my music and have added my music to their songs.
Yeah,
whatever they, you know, that's fine. It's okay. It's flattering.
That's awesome.
You know, it's all right. You know.
Well, can you play a couple songs? Would you mind playing maybe, I don't know, one of the first songs that you've ever did, and then maybe something that's more up to date?
One of the first songs that I ever did is 35 years ago.
Do you remember it?
So I can...
If you remember.
I can't remember any, but... Well, we have well over 90 to 100 songs that are original.
Wow.
So I'm going to pick one that we talked about a while ago, and this is a song called Window By. It was in our second recording, and this is the one that I talked about where I was sitting outside the studio and I wrote it in 15 minutes just to complete the 10, and it's called Window By.
All right.
Sense, gonna.
And it's the perfect New Mexico phrase. Everybody, bueno, bye.
Yeah, bueno, bye. It's talking on the phone. Even my granddaughter says, "Grandpa, bueno, bye."
So, that's awesome. That's
so there's
great.
One that that I sat for 8 years.
You sat on for 8 years?
Yeah. So that one that I just finished playing, I wrote it in 15 minutes. This one took me 8 years.
So we get the whole
the spectrum. Whole span. The spectrum, yeah. This one's called I Mean Taos.
Okay.
Driving on over the Horseshoe Pass is the most incredible view. There's a sweet little town, everyone calls it Taos. I'm proud to call it my home. One side is the Sangre de Cristos, the opposite side is the Gorge, and right in the middle, in the heart of it all, is a sweet little town I call home. I'm in Taos, New Mexico. It ain't Santa Fe, and it sure ain't LA.
That one was the 8 year span.
The 8 year span, yeah, 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years. I can't tell. I don't remember.
Do you remember how you I don't know, like when I write songs, I'll write a couple lines that I think sound real good, and then like you, I'll probably stay stuck for.
Well, you know what? You know where I got stuck on that song was where it says, "I'm proud to call it my home." When I first initially started writing it, it was, "And I'm coming back home without you." Mm. So then I got stuck, and I said to myself, "Why am I gonna make it into a girl song?" Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, why does it always have to be about a girl? So then when we were writing songs for this last CD that we put out, which, by the way, it's called "I Mean Taos," entitled "I Mean Taos," it came to me.
Yeah,
I'm proud to be from Taos.
Right.
You know, I'm proud to call it my home. So that's where I got the continuing. Once I put that phrase into it, boom, the rest of it came.
Yeah.
You know, I love the sound of the thunder and rain. The sunrise and sunsets are great, grand. The people I see, the people I meet are family and friends that I love, you know. I'm in Taos.
Yeah.
So it all fell together right after I,
you know. When you dropped the lady.
When I dropped the
It's a love affair with the.
When I dropped the love affair, it all came into place, yeah. Seriously.
That's a great song. And that's another one that's one of the songs that you're pretty well known for around the area. And a lot of people can relate to it, you know, people that move here and, you know, I just moved back. So for me, it's, you know, it's always been home, but to come back after being gone for, you know, so many years, 30 years, I guess. And it just feels good. And especially your opening line, the horseshoe.
Yeah.
To me, man, that's always been when I lived in Nashville forever, I'd come around the horseshoe. You know, and you'd see
first
Taos
thing you
and the
see
gorge
is
like,
the beautiful
and that,
town.
That feeling, you know, the feeling of, oh man, that's just,
exactly.
It's gorgeous.
But you know what? I never forget my faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right now I have a song that I haven't put out. I'll play just a little portion of it. It kind of sums it all up for me. You know, this is what I'm about now, and this one, I don't know, it doesn't have a name on it yet, but maybe it'll come to me later on.
Yeah. Translate that a little bit.
Señor, tu reinarás. You will always reign in my life. Always reign. You are the light of my life. You are my guide of my life. And you're always, will always be my pastor, my pastor, my forever.
That's beautiful.
Toda la vida.
Yeah. Do you mind playing one last thing? You played it a little bit when I came in. I think it's a song about your mom.
Oh, sure.
Man, that's a gorgeous song.
Yeah, I wrote this song for my mom. Mamá, han pasado muchos años y cada día día yo te extraño más y más. Mamá, tengo mucho que decirte. Me estoy muriendo pa' volvernos a mirar. Siempre me diste muchos besos sin razones. Me enseñaste un amor sin condición. Mamá, para mí tú siempre fuiste la más perfecta que este mundo puede dar. Mamá, tú vives en mis oraciones y allá en el cielo sé que tú me esperarás. Tú vives por medio de toda tu familia. Quiero decirte por mi parte, en mi vida vives tú.
Wow.
My mom.
That is a really beautiful song.
That's for my mom.
That's one of my biggest regrets so far as a musician is I haven't wrote my perfect mom song yet. So that, thanks for the inspiration.
When my mom, when I was writing this song, actually, you know what? This song, when we were practicing, I brought it with just little bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when I was singing it, that's when it was coming together. All the little puzzles were falling into place because, you know what, I was playing it with my heart and playing it, mm-hmm. you know, and my brothers were standing there watching me bring this song to the light,
uh-huh.
and I had to put light to it. So, yeah. you know, it came to me a little bit at a time. In a matter of a couple of practices, it was done.
Wow. No, it's really beautiful, Ernie. I love yeah. that. I hadn't heard that before. You said it's on one of your CDs?
The latest one, yeah.
Oh, man. I love that. Well, man, I just want to say thank you, Ernie, for your time and for sharing the stories. You know, there's, I've known you for a long time. You know, it's the first time we've ever spent time together. But, you know, as musicians, I've watched you guys do your thing and have much respect for you guys, especially the fact that you guys write your songs. That to me, that's really, I don't know, that's something I'm a big fan of. And anyway, just thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And it's gonna be special to have this on record, to have some people look back on who in the heck was Mezcal, and here we go. This is a little bit of history, and you guys do a great job, and thank you for the music.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're going to close it out tonight. And once again, with Ernie Marquez here in Arroyo Seco.